These buildings, located near the Tuileries, are those of an old flour mill. They are testimony of an industrial activity that was in rapid development between the 19th and 20th century, and which very quickly replaced the traditional water mills. In this establishment, they made a finer, whiter, and therefore a more superior flour, referred to as Minot. This flour mill was set up on the plot of the old Roche mill, which was sold in 1892 to Louis Mirbeau, a miller from the town. He immediately began the job of modernisation, in particular with the installation of cylinder machines which replaced the millstones. This resulted in a considerable increase to daily production. Very quickly, the water wheels were replaced by turbines, and a gas engine completed the installations. This all supported the productivity of the factory. The Mirbeau family remained at the head of the business until the 1980s. They had 6 employees and transformed 22,000 quintal of wheat into flour. The business ceased in 1997. The extension of the buildings was carried out successively and today forms a dense island. They house the bushel storage, different cleaning machines, pneumatic lifting transport systems, sieves to sort out the different qualities of the milling, and the sack workshop. To your left, the old miller's house and restored offices are easily distinguished by their slate roofs. Continue towards the viaduct, on the banks of the Tuileries. You will find the old riverside flour mill. The arrival of the railway at the end of the 19th century helped the economic development of the town. A railway station was constructed in the Gris area along the Gourget Road, and new openings became available for local production. Apart from the activity of the flour mill, we mustn't forget the Grelotte lime kiln, still visible at the exit of the town on the Hervaux Road, and of course the cheese dairy of Saint-Loup-sur-Tuileries, which has been active since 1894, and is now part of a national group specialising in the making of the famous Saint-Loup goat's cheese.